This is Manal Ismail, Vice Chair of the ACRC, and replacing Brian till he joins the call. Alice, can we know who is missing from the call right now?
Chris is joining. Hello?
Manal? Okay, Brian, please join the call.
Okay,
yes.
Thanks. Okay. Manal just asked for a roll call, Alice, so can you do that, please?
Okay, sure. In the call tonight, we have Alexander Kulik, Brian Cute, Caroline Nolan, Cheryl Langdonor, Christy Spain, Eric Eliade-Aun, Fabio Colasanti, Feng Guo, James Bado, Louis Lee, Manel Ismail, and Olivier Muron, and Earthcaster as well.
Hello, this is Song speaking. Mr. Zhang is here too.
Ah, excellent.
Thanks, Alice. Have we started the recording yet?
Yep. We've got a bit.
Brian, excuse me. First, let me just add myself to the roll call. I'm on mute because I'm in traffic.
Very good. Thank you, Peter. And I apologize.
Fiona, I just joined as well. Sorry.
I'm sorry?
I'm Fiona. I just joined.
Hi, Fiona. My apologies. I just got out of traffic myself. So good luck with that, Peter. Okay, this is the ATRT call. First order of business, did everyone receive a copy? Did anyone not receive a copy of the agenda? Okay. Any proposed changes to the agenda? It's a brief one.
I liked short and sweet. I was hoping the meeting might be as well.
It will be. Hearing no suggested changes, we'll proceed with the agenda as written. And the first item is status of working group reports. In lieu of doing a roundtable and asking everyone to give a status of their reports, it seems that the work is well underway across the four working groups. Interviews are being lined up and conducted. And as far as I can tell, it seems as though the work is moving apace. What I would like to put forward on this item is just a simple request that each of the working groups and their respective leaders and authors of the documents now move to drafting recommendations or drafting proposed recommendations. The reason I'm asking that we do this, and I'd like everyone to get their respective updated reports with draft proposed recommendations back to the list and the team by Monday. And the purpose of this really is with an eye toward our meetings in Boston. It's very important that even though we have 3 days, it won't be a long time, and we need to be very efficient in how we work in Boston. I think it's critical that the review team come into the Boston meeting with Berkman with draft proposed recommendations to begin our focus there and then to work with Berkman to get their inputs and, as I like to say, just go through the exercise of kicking the tires or checking the foundation of those draft proposed recommendations. So that's the request to each of the working groups that I understand that you're still in the process of conducting interviews, that there's still data gathering that's underway, but my sense is that each of the working groups has a sufficient basis to date to begin drafting proposed recommendations, getting those circulated, and continuing with their data collection. I'd like to put that to the team for any discussion. Any discussion or questions?
Cheryl Hebron.
Yes, Cheryl.
Hi, thank you. Just supporting of what you said is, I think it's very important that we have the drafts out for a little bit of aeroplane reading for many of us, apart from anything else, as we gather together in Berkman. I just wanted to ask a question and to seek the opinion of the whole of the ATRT as to how we're going to ensure, while we're together in face-to-face time in Boston, to get a unified look and feel to the styles of these slightly already very different designed reports. I mean, we do have a template, but there's a lot of variation on the theme, and also recognising that there's going to be an inevitable amount of wordsmithing that's going to be going on in the Boston meeting, and what sort of collaboration tool or otherwise are you planning on using in the face-to-face so that our drafts can be put in a suitable format so it just integrates straight in?
Well, I can offer my thoughts, and I'm certainly open to suggestion to do it better. As a first matter, asking all the working groups to have draft proposed recommendations included in their next iteration by Monday would give us a little less than a week, but a week to try to integrate the four products into one report. So that's the meaning of having the extra days there next week to work on that.
That's not going to, Brian, with all due respect, that's just not going to happen. The four group reports really aren't going to start to be woven together until some of the additional work is done when we interchange with Berkman and their reports in Boston. I was just keen to try and get it into a format that it integrates effectively when we are trying to weave it together, and
okay.
That's why I was asking about particular tools or mechanisms you wanted to use.
Cheryl, it's Chris. Brian, can I say something?
Certainly.
excuse me. If we spend our 3 days in Boston worrying about whether the Working Group 1 report is in the same format as Working Group 2, 3, or 4, then we won't get anything done. The key is
done before that.
The key is to get the recommendations agreed and the principal wording of the recommendations agreed, the wording of the background, the wording of the research, and all of that stuff can all be done afterwards, I think. It's the critical point is simply to come up with a series of recommendations and specifically the words for those, because let's face it, it's the words of the recommendations that matter more than anything else, that we all agree. If we manage to achieve that, then frankly, if three of us or four of us spend the next 2 days after that trying to get the report into some semblance of order,
unified order,
that will be a huge win, I think.
And I would agree with that, Chris. And one of the things that we talked about is identifying, you know, maybe two, the absolute most, members of the review team whose will take on the drafting task when we're in Boston, so that we're working on a final document that is focused on the recommendations and getting that wording just right. But a small team that can break off on its own on an as-needed basis to finish that job while we're in Boston. In terms of managing the rest of the structure, Cheryl, I do think we can use, and I can use some of the time next week to see if there are cleaner ways to integrate the balance of those documents, and that's time well spent next week in advance of Boston. I also have made plans to fly up to Boston next Wednesday to spend the day with Ors and Caroline to go through the report that they'll be presenting to us so that we'll have a preview of it and put some thought to if that report is going to impact the report that goes out for public comments, understand what those impacts might be, and try to have a strategy before we sit down on Monday to make sure we can do that efficiently and minimize any writing challenges while we're in Boston. So that's on the schedule as well.
Brian, it's Chris again. Can I ask you a question? Just go back to your original point about draft recommendations.
Yes.
For me, I we've got a series of interviews to do, which we're going to start tomorrow morning, and hopefully they'll be over within, you know, a week or so. But and that makes it quite difficult, I think, to draft some recommendations until at least we've informed ourselves with the interviews. What do you think's achieved by having them ready by next Monday? I mean, do you think that the recommendations might come as such a surprise to the other members of the ATRT that they're going to need a week to absorb them, or what?
The notion was just in terms of drafting efficiencies, getting a first look, seeing if there was any, you know, significant editing that might need to be done. I realize the interviews are going to inform the recommendations. I haven't asked the teams to draft recommendations till now because we need to do our groundwork. If a given team's interview schedule isn't completed until next Wednesday or Thursday, and the interviews are critical to formulating the draft recommendation, then by all means carry on and have the interviews that you need to have so you're in a position to draft. And if that's the case, that's the case. I would like to think, you know, worst-case scenario, we have something circulated by Thursday at the absolute least, because people
yeah.
will be complained by that
okay.
time.
Okay.
Any other comment, discussion? Can I ask if there's any working group that has difficulty or has had difficulty in scheduling their interviews or feels that they won't have their interviews completed by the time we head off to Boston? Are there any issues we need to address and be aware of? Alice, you've been coordinating with all the working groups, correct?
We've working group 1 and working group 4 as well. 3, sorry. And 4 as well.
Any potential scheduling difficulties or challenges that you're seeing?
No, everything seems to be running smoothly. I've prepared Doodle polls as well, and everything seems to be under control.
Okay. While we're on interviews, if I can ask...
Brian, this is...
Yes. Manal.
I'm sorry. This is Manal, yes. As you know, Willie is stepping down, and Fabio is taking over, and we'll hopefully having a smooth transition, but I don't think we'll be done with the interviews before Boston. But one approach that was suggested by Willie, and I see it's a reasonable one, but it was not discussed thoroughly over the list, was that we start drafting, as you say, and try to integrate with the outputs of the case studies with Berkman in Boston, and then continue working on the interviews afterwards, and maybe also getting some feedback on the recommendations themselves during the interviews.
Fabio here.
Yes, Fabio.
Manal is quite right, and I was going to call Willy tomorrow morning because Willy sent us a message, but it doesn't say much about the interviews. But still, even if the interviews are not completed, I entirely agree with Brian that we should start working on recommendations on the basis of what we have now. I'm sure the interviews will result in some adjustments here and there, but they will not change fundamentally our view of the problems. We have been discussing these issues long enough to be able to start producing some kind of draft. And I think it's important that we go to Boston with already drafts in our pockets, and then in Boston we adjust them.
You, Fabio.
I think that Cheryl here. I think that that sort of covers what I was trying to get to earlier. That I think we're going to have to do the significant wordsmithing on the recommendations as a larger group when each of us share the preliminary recommendations that the individual teams are coming up with, and that's going to be more effectively done face to face.
Thank you, Cheryl. Any other comments? My concern is this, and that's the reason I pushed this issue in terms of asking the working groups to draft proposed recommendations for next week. And I'm hearing the concern about finishing interviews and understand that. I have looked at the affirmation and tried to see a pathway for a plan B, if you will. So that is to say, if we got into Boston and the work wasn't at a stage that we felt comfortable with in putting out to public comment. And the unfortunate news is the affirmation does not give us much wiggle room. There was a scenario I was envisioning of perhaps if we felt we needed to do more work, then we could buy some time into December and perhaps, you know, provide a report to the board that could put out to public comment after the first of the year. The affirmation doesn't provide us that kind of wiggle room. So my immediate focus is on efficiencies, is on getting the drafting done, avoiding coming into Boston where we are formulating recommendations. I really fear that if that's how we come into Boston, we are creating a risk that we won't get the job properly done. So what I will ask each of the working groups to do is to do your best efforts to draft proposed recommendations as part of your document. Please have them circulated by Thursday at the latest next week. If there's a fundamental reason why you can't do that, then, you know, let me know and let's discuss that. But I think the entire team, I agree, Cheryl, the entire team working on the recommendations in Boston is the crux of Boston. But the entire team also seeing the draft proposed recommendations from each of the four and seeing the substance and the format would be a big advantage before we sit down on Monday the 11th. So I'll ask the working group teams to hit that as your objective, to have draft proposed recommendations no later than next Thursday circulated to the list, yeah, so we can take the next steps and prepare for Boston.
That sounds about right to me, Brian.
Okay. Any other thoughts? Okay, hearing none, let's move to number two, which is the agenda for the meetings with Berkman. I noted that I'll be in Boston next Wednesday. It is to sit down with Horace and Caroline and go over their report in detail with an eye toward what elements of that might integrate with the existing drafts, what might change the existing drafts, and what do we have to anticipate in terms of an integration task. And then also what Berkman might be putting forward that might have a kind of standalone quality that could be in addition to what the working groups have done and how we would integrate that into a request for public comment. Urs and Caroline, do you have anything to add in terms of the report that's in the works and your view of managing the space Boston?
So this is Urs. Just a brief update from our side. We are more or less in the same situation, of course, like the working groups. We're having lots of interviews. Had a day full of interviews today. We are incorporating our findings from the interviews as we speak. This has been a process for almost 2 weeks now into the case studies. You will get all the draft case studies as work in progress tomorrow. We will then prepare and work hard towards an annotated outline of our report that we can discuss with Brian on Wednesday, and hopefully, you know, can follow the approach Brian just outlined for the three days meeting. I think the details of the 3 days, how we want to structure it, is something we need to discuss ideally with Brian during his visit. We have booked several faculty members to come in over the course of the 3 days for specific questions that may come up within their area of expertise. Obviously, it was not possible to get all the faculty in the room for 3 days, but we will have the chance to talk to each faculty member at some point. So these are some of the considerations, and we are very much looking forward to a productive meeting.
Thank you. Thank you, Lars. How is, since you mentioned your interview schedule, how is that proceeding? Do you see any challenges on the interviews that you have lined up in terms of getting people on the calendar and getting them completed in time for Boston?
Hi, Brian. This
Caroline.
This is Caroline. I've, at this point, conducted over 40 interviews. As Urs mentioned today, we did six interviews with different staff members, which was extremely helpful. We also had received comments from them on the questionnaires and our request for information, all of which have been helpful to our process and certainly in the case study front, and we will later factor them into our final report. I think the process that you have all touched on in your comments is one that we face as well. We've done, as Urs mentioned, a number of interviews in the past 2 weeks, and we have the same issue of going kind of back and forth between the baseline structure of our document and then seeking to incorporate interview comments as we go. I think that the process that Manal and Fabio outlined are very much lines up with what we've adopted in recent. So, but we have been able to set up a number of interviews, and we expect to continue on as after we give our draft cases to the review team tomorrow.
Very good. Okay, then any other discussion or questions or suggestions about structuring the agenda for the meetings with Berkman on the 11th, 12th, and 13th? Open floor. Any concern about the rough outline we're discussing? Okay, then with that, as I said, I'll be in Boston next Wednesday and sit down with Urs and Caroline, and our goal will be to produce a proposed agenda for the 3 days that comes out of that meeting to circulate to the review team. Any other questions or discussion on agenda item number two? Okay, hearing none. We're at three, other business. There is a specific bit of other business we have to address, which is the meeting, the interactions with the board and with the public in Cartagena. I know that I think that the time for Sunday with the board was firmly set, Alice, but public interaction on Monday was not necessarily firm. Is that correct?
This is correct, yes, please.
Okay, what time do we have for the board on Sunday, if you can remind us?
This has not been established yet. I mean, Diane needs to talk with, to discuss with this with Peter, if I'm not mistaken. And I believe we also have a session on Sunday morning, as well as on Monday morning.
There's a session with the review team itself to have a pre-meeting before we meet with the board. And that's right, Diane had posed a few questions about the structure of the meeting, whether it was going to be open or closed, and whether there would be scribing, and whether it was going to be remote participation. I would assume we would do it the same way as we did in Brussels.
So keep everything open and closed if necessary, basically?
Well, I think we also, it's also a question for the board as well. Our default is an open meeting, but it's a question for the board. Does the review team have anyone on the review team have a strong feeling about the interaction with the board in Cartagena, open, closed, scribed?
Cheryl here. Brian and Peter is on mute, but I'm sure we can echo what he's said any number of times, which is from our very beginning, the precedent is that everything is open unless there is a specific reason or request for it to go in camera. So if the board made that request, then that would be the case. But if it doesn't, then I can't imagine why we would want to do other than have absolute openness. And scribing and all the necessary archives of what happened.
And I agree. We just haven't heard from Peter or the board. And Is Peter, are you there on mute or? Okay. Well, we'll let Peter come back to us on that, but we'll take our default position.
Brian, are you calling? Are you calling for me, Brian?
Yes, Peter. Just was there any reason why the board might want the meeting with the review team in Cartagena to be a closed meeting as opposed to an open?
Oh, well, they might be, depending on what their report is. But I think the principle here is everything's open unless someone's got a good reason to make it closed, and I can't see why we would change from that.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
So we'd report back to Diane that it'll be open, that it'll be scribed in minutes, and I think as last time, we'll come meet the board. That was one of her questions. We'll come meet the board in their room, and I think 90 minutes should be sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can report that back to Diane, and then as soon as she books the time, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Monday, I think it's just simply a matter of scheduling the time, and I would allot at least an hour, 90 minutes if possible. I think we had a block of time in Brussels that was taken up in part with discussion of the other review teams. I'd like at least an hour. If we can get 90 minutes, that would be great, and I don't want it taken up by any other discussion. But this is the opportunity for the community to respond to what we put on the table in terms of recommendations, so let's take that time for ourselves.
Okay.
Any other item you need from us on Cartagena planning, Alice?
Just the Sunday morning session and Monday morning session. What is the duration, the foreseen duration of these meetings? Do you know, or would you rather wait?
I think for the review team, I can't imagine we're going to need much more than a half an hour. The final recommendations should be, you know, written and circulated. It's really just getting ourselves together to have a brief pre-chat and pre-brief before we go in with the board. Does anybody on the review team think we're going to need more than a half an hour for that? I'm not hearing anything, so why don't you schedule a half an hour, Alice?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any other detail for Cartagena on the meetings?
Here is Fabio.
Yes.
Are you sure that half an hour with the board will be enough?
No, it's an hour and a half with the board.
Oh, sorry.
An hour for the review team prior to that meeting, so we
can have a chat
amongst ourselves.
Okay, fine. Sorry.
Yes, 30 minutes prep is time enough. I agree.
I think so, too. Okay. Okay, Alice, that's it on Cartagena planning.
Yes, thank you very much. Thanks.
Certainly. That's it on other business from me. Anybody else on the review team have any other business items to discuss? Open floor.
I do have one, which is a piece of preemptive advice to the ATRT. I believe, based on the activities of a couple of the currently very busy either joint GNSO and ALAC or cross-community work groups on a couple of PDP processes, that they are discussing, and I expect some formal output from the next GNSO meeting on this. We certainly have got formal output from the last ALAC meeting on these matters, but there's an expectation that both GNSO and ALAC, and possibly GNSO, ALAC and GAC, will be writing to ATRT to just ask a couple of questions and make a couple of suggestions for our consideration. That should be well in our hands, but only just before we meet in Berkman. And I wondered if at all possible, Brian, if we could have a small piece of time on the agenda provisionally put aside to discuss any of that correspondence if it comes in. It's just that the GNSO meeting isn't until the 8th, so output from that wouldn't be coming to us until while we're in while we're in Boston. So if we could have, you know, 15 or 20 minutes somewhere in an agenda time, I'm sure it'll be used by other things if nothing comes to pass out of the GNSO. But I would expect at this stage that it will be.
Certainly, Cheryl. Alice, could you make a note of that, those specific inputs, and make sure we have some time to address them?
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Probably Monday would be the right day. Let's do that on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else under other business? Okay. If everyone would kindly go forward and try to get those draft recommendations in by next Thursday. If you're having a specific problem, just please notify me and Manal, and we'll work through it. And otherwise, thank you all for your continued hard work and focus, and looking forward at dinner in Boston. And Urs, I'll be calling you for some recommendations.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you all.